All right, and I think everyone knows, but the reason we won't take insurance payments or government payments is because then the insurance company or the government could tell us how to take care of you. And I don't think they know everything, neither do I, but I do know a bit more about helping to take care of people's health in a safe, possible way without the use of patented substances. So I should shut up about that and let's get on to Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hi, my 42-year-old daughter has been diagnosed with a fatty liver, and I'm wondering if she is diabetic, so she does take metformin, but I'm wondering what she can do to get rid of this fatty liver.
Okay, well, there are several individual items. I'll give you a list shortly, but the first thing to say, why doesn't she just reverse her type 2 diabetes? It can be reversed. It's been reversed by hundreds of people who come to Tama Clinic over the years. It goes from diabetes to prediabetes to no diabetes. Now, that does take up to a year because it isn't rapid. But even so, just reversing the type 2 diabetes, which is very, very doable if one sticks to a program, helps to take away the fatty liver. Now, having said that, here are some things which have research on them for reducing fatty liver on their own. For one, there's a substance called betaine, Betaine, and that one, by the way, is not betaine hydrochloride. Betaine hydrochloride uses the betaine as a carrier to release hydrochloric acid in the stomach, so it's not the same thing. And there was research on, about two-thirds of an ounce of betaine a day for 12 months, and there was very significant improvement in liver enzymes and marked reductions in the degree of fatty liver.
How
So what
much
do you
was
get?
that?
It was about two-thirds of an ounce a day, ma'am.
Two-thirds ounce. Okay.
Yeah, and that's just called betaine. Now, oddly enough, betaine got its name from beets, so just eating beets contains some betaine. And then you can search around for betaine that is not betaine hydrochloride at Tama Dispensary or your local compounding pharmacy or your natural food store. Now, there's some other things too, so let's get it done here. You've heard of pantothenic acid, vitamin B5. Let's see, 9 out of 16 people who took 600 milligrams a day, which is usually a couple, three capsules. And by the way, that's quite harmless. It's vitamin B5. It's the vitamin in large concentration in brain, by the way, as well as the adrenals. Anyway, 9 out of 16 people, they significantly reduced the amount of fat in their liver. So we got betaine, we got pantothenic acid. Oh, yes, funny thing, taurine. Now, I like taurine because it helps me grow new brain cells, but in obese children who couldn't lose weight, the taurine had improved their fatty liver status. In other words, they have less fatty liver. Okay, one
And how
more.
much taurine?
Oh, there, this was, this oddly enough was children, and you wouldn't think they'd give them this much, but it's safe. They went between 2 and 6 grams a day. And then lastly, and it comes in 1 gram capsules. Lastly here, magnesium. Funny thing, we're told that people with non-alcoholic cause fatty liver, and she's non-alcoholic, are frequently deficient in magnesium. And if they get some magnesium in, their fatty liver gets better. So there you go, ma'am. There's a number of things that can help. And by the way, there's a long list more than that, but I am not going to carry on with it on the air. You could, if you checked with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, or one of the docs at Tama Clinic, they can give you the whole darn list.
How much magnesium should she is deficient in magnesium. She gets the restless leg syndrome and all of that good stuff. So, what would be kind of a starting point on magnesium?
I would not exceed 300 milligrams a day and make sure it's magnesium citrate because that absorbs better in some people, not everybody, but most people. And the reason for not exceeding 300 milligrams is some of us are so sensitive to magnesium that if we get past that, our intestines start going faster, although they do not give us diarrhea, so they don't know they're going faster. But when they go faster, things don't absorb as well.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
And by the way, you're welcome, and you probably know that another good way of getting magnesium in without worrying about your intestines is taking an Epsom salt bath.
Yes, unfortunately, she doesn't take baths, but
Uh-oh, just showers,
I
huh?
know. Yeah,
Okay.
it's depressing, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am.